really talking about two or three different potential operations. One is the strike just on this three bases. One, the second is the broader one that Secretary McNamara was talking about, which is on the airfields and on the same sites and on anything else connected with missiles. Third is doing both of those things and also at the same time launching a blockade, which requires really the third, and which is a larger step. And then, as I said, the fourth question is the degree of consultation. I don't know how much we're just consulting with the British. I think they're just dead. Because that's what we're deciding to do it. Probably ought to tell them, though, the night before.
Mr. President, we have the fifth one, really, which is the invasion. I would say that you're dropping bombs all over Cuba. You do the second air. Airports, knocking out their plane, dropping it on all their missiles. You're covering most of Cuba. You're going to kill an awful lot of people, and we're going to take an awful lot of heat on it. You're going to announce the reason you're doing this because they're sending in these kind of missiles. Well, I would think it's almost incumbent upon the Russians then to say, well, we're going to send them in again, and if you do it again, we're going to do the same thing to Turkey, or we're going to do the same thing to Iran.
I don't think it takes us at least how long does it take to get.
No, sir. No, sir. It's a matter of 7 days after the airstrike, assuming the airstrike starts the first of next week. Now, if the airstrike were to start today, it wouldn't necessarily be 7 days after today. But I think you can basically consider 7 days after the airstrike.
You could get six divisions or seven divisions in Cuba in 7 days?
No, sir. The two plans we have, one is to go at maximum speed, which is the one referred to by Secretary McNamara, which is about 7 days after the strike. Put in 90,000 men in 11 days. If you give us more time so we get all the advanced preparation and pre-positioning, we put the same 90,000 in the back. It's really a choice for those people.
How do you get them in, by ship or by land?
By air drop and ship.
Simultaneously, 90,000 or not?